Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to stop your horse from breaking out of canter. Now, when your horse breaks out of his canter during a dressage test and falls back into trot, you're pretty much guaranteed a mark of a 4 at best. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at why horses break the canter and give you some advice on what you can do to stop that from happening. So, why do horses break the canter? Well, there are a few reasons for a horse to break the canter and fall back into trot, and those include the following. So number 1, physical problems. Number 2, laziness. Number 3, lack of understanding. And number 4, lack of balance. Now we're going to take a look at each of those problems individually and discuss potential solutions. So firstly, let's talk about physical problems. So horses that have back problems or joint issues find it very difficult to maintain the canter. And often, physical issues manifest themselves as a break in the canter because it's more comfortable for the horse to trot. Now, other common canter problems include the horse changing legs behind and becoming disunited before breaking into trot, refusing to pick up canter on the correct lead, and also changing leading legs. Now, if your horse suddenly begins breaking into trot from canter when that was not previously a problem, then it's advisable to have him checked out by a good equine physio or by your vet to make sure that there is no physical reason for the canter issue. So now let's move on to reason number 2, which is laziness, because some horses are just plain lazy. Now, it's far easier for them to flop around the arena in a lackluster trot than it is to keep cantering, so the horse breaks the canter. Now, if you suspect that this is the reason for your horse's reluctance to remain in the canter, then it's time for you to get tough. Now, as with any pace or movement, your horse must learn that he is to remain in that pace until you instruct him otherwise. He's not allowed just to throw in the towel because he feels like it. Now, judges often see riders nagging at their horse with their legs on every single stride, simply to keep the horse in canter. Now, if you're guilty of that, concentrate on sitting still once the transition to canter has happened and keep your legs passively on your horse's sides. Now, the rhythm, tempo, and energy of the canter must remain the same. Now, the moment you feel your horse beginning to drop behind your leg, then get after him with your leg. Perhaps give him a touch with your spur or flick him with your whip behind your leg to get a reaction and to correct him. Now, as soon as the horse picks up the canter again, reward him by sitting still, taking your legs off and patting him. The bottom line is that once you've asked your horse to canter, he must remain in the canter until you tell him otherwise. Okay, so now let's look at problem number 3, which is lack of understanding. Now, sometimes young horses can easily misunderstand a half halt that was intended to balance the canter for a signal to make a downward transition, especially if the rider overcooks the half halt. Now, that can also happen with more experienced horses, especially if the canter lacks impulsion in the first place. So, if your horse breaks the canter, ask yourself what happened right beforehand. So, did you apply a half halt, and did you momentarily tip forward and lose your balance, confusing the horse? So, make sure that your aids are crystal clear to avoid confusion that may cause your horse to break his canter. And the last problem, problem number 4, is a lack of or loss of balance. Now, probably the most common reason for a horse to break the canter is a loss of balance. So take, for example, an exercise that appears in British Dressage prelim and novice level tests, where the horse is asked to canter across the diagonal line and make a transition to trot just before he meets the marker. Now, many horses begin to lose their balance as soon as they leave the safety net of the arena fence and venture out into the open, with the result that they break into trot, usually well before they even reach the outside track. Now, achieving balance in the canter cannot be accomplished overnight. It's an ongoing process that develops through systematic schooling along the dressage scales of training. So let's take a look at the individual training scales and see how flaws in each of these can show in your horse's canter, potentially causing him to lose his balance and break. Now, we do have individual podcast episodes as well as articles on our website that will help you address these issues in each of the scales of training. So if you are struggling, please just search our podcast archives or our website archives for these problems in the scale of training. So firstly, the rhythm. So losing the canter rhythm or tempo as you ride through corners and around small circles can cause the horse to lose his balance and break the canter. So rhythm is the first box that you need to tick. Secondly is suppleness. Now if the horse is stiff through his back, he is more likely to become hollow, lose his hind legs and break the canter. Now this moves us on to contact, because horses that lack balance tend to be heavy in the contact, relying on the rider's hands for balance instead of carrying themselves. And a horse that is on the forehand is more likely to stumble or to lose confidence in the canter and is more likely to break into trot. Now this leads us into the fourth training scale, which is impulsion. Now if the horse is unbalanced, it's likely that he will rush in the canter work. But speed and impulsion are not the same thing. So when the horse rushes away from the rider's leg, the energy cannot be connected through the horse's back and utilised to create better balance. This then takes us into the fifth training scale, which is straightness. Because a horse that cannot bend through a corner or around a circle with his legs on the same track as his shoulders will always be unbalanced. So to avoid bending through his body, the horse will either push his quarters out, lose his outside shoulder, or bring his quarters in, all of which lead to a loss of balance and canter breaks. And the last training scale is collection. Now at the lower levels, collection refers to engagement and balance. Now if you cannot collect your horse between your leg and hand to bring his hind legs more underneath his centre of gravity, then he will lack balance in the canter and will be more likely to break into trot to save himself. So as you can see, working systematically through the training scales will ultimately result in a more balanced uphill canter, and the horse will be more confident and will therefore be much less likely to break in the canter. Now, as mentioned, if you need any more help with the scales of training, please search our podcast archives or pop by our website howtodressage.com. But next, we're going to now talk about some exercises to improve the balance in the canter work. So here's a few useful exercises that you can practice to help prevent those annoying canter breaks. So exercise number one is that you're going to improve the balance on circles and through corners. So, to ride in balance through corners and around small circles, you need to use the harfault to establish true, correct bend. So as you approach the corner, about 6 metres out, apply a harfault to bring the horse's quarters more underneath him. Now make sure that you have the correct bend before you reach the arena fence, before the corner or the start of the circle. And that will help to engage the horse's inside hind leg and to balance the horse. Now before you begin to make the turn, push more weight onto your inside seat bone, but take care not to collapse your inside hip and keep your inside leg on the girth. Now that encourages the horse to bend through the corner or onto the circle and bring his inside hind leg further forward. Now your outside rein needs to be there to prevent the horse's shoulders from falling out, but you must allow him a small degree of inside flexion through his neck. Now your outside leg needs to be kept behind your girth to guard the horse's hind quarters and prevent them from swinging out, keeping the horse straight and moving on just one track. Now throughout this exercise, keep your own position and support the horse by using your leg and seat, not your hands. Okay, so exercise number two is to shorten the canter strides. Now, a very effective way of improving balance in the canter and therefore preventing the horse from breaking is to shorten the canter stride. Now, that stops the horse from rushing away from you onto his forehand and leaning onto your hands. So, as you approach each corner of the arena, Use a half halt to shorten two canter strides before allowing the horse to canter forwards again. Now, once the horse understands this exercise, keep the rhythm and the tempo of the canter and add two extra steps between each marker around the arena. Now, to add the extra canter stride, you will need to slow the tempo of the pace only slightly. Now, this is fine as long as you keep your leg on to maintain the energy in the canter, because if you forget to use your leg, the horse may misunderstand your aids and make a transition to trot, which is exactly what you want to avoid. And the last exercise we're going to talk about, exercise number 3, is forward and back. So riding transitions within the canter pace itself will help to create more power, lift the horse's forehand and improve his balance, making it less likely that he will try to break. So begin by riding a 20 meter circle and ask the horse to take a few bigger canter strides so that he has to engage his hindquarters to generate more power whilst his hocks become more active too. Now use a half halt to collect the canter and think walk with your position and reins and canter with your leg. Your aim is to slow the canter but to maintain the energy and the jump of the pace. Now that improves the horse's balance, making it less likely that he will break. Now this is also a very useful exercise for lazy horses because it keeps them thinking forward and creating extra energy too. So to wrap this episode up, unless there is a physical problem, a horse that breaks in the canter is usually either lazy or unbalanced or a combination of both. Now you can use the exercises that we've talked about in this podcast episode to improve your horse's balance, which will ultimately stop him from dropping out of the canter. Now if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.